Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5 hours from right now, we're going to be lined up on the first and third baselines. The national anthem's going to be performed by Keith Elgin.
I'm so nervous.
Less than 6 hours from right now, we're going to be a couple innings into an embarrassing classic, the mush ball game. Team Grant versus Team Danny. Water provided by Rethink Water. We got to thank them. Crisp, delicious, Max Scherzer's Rethink Water. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation have teamed up to strike out plastic. Visit Rethink Water on Facebook to learn how you can get involved. This is going to be a fun night. We're very, very excited.
Fun is such a relative term. There'll be fun elements. There will be soreness. There'll be strains. There'll be muscle pulls.
I wonder what kind of crowd we're going to get. Because Southeast D.C.'s Nats Academy is a place that at 6:37 o'clock p.m., you got to want it to come out. So this is going to be fairly telling for you as our listeners. How committed to this task are you? We need you. We want people to come out and support the cause. We got current and former Redskins and media personalities telling us they're coming to strap on the gloves and play a little softball.
It really is going to be fun. It really is going to be a fun, cool time. And you'll get to see pro athletes doing stuff, recent pro athletes doing stuff, and a couple of jackasses embarrassing themselves. That's kind of, to me, worth the price of admission, which is free.
Other events with the Grant and Danny radio program on the near horizon. You know we're going to the haunted pep rally for the Nats, don't you?
I do, obviously. I'm aware of the information because I've been so focused on the mush balls.
Yes.
I saw Tommy from 94.7 a few minutes ago, and he was like, I'll see you tomorrow night. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's tomorrow night. We're doing that.
Mush ball tonight, and then tomorrow, 106.7 The Fan and CBS Radio's DC family are going to be over at Nats Park October 4th, 6:30 p.m. for the Nationals haunted pep rally. You can save the Nats from playoff zombies. Trick or treat with your children and help us count down to the start of the 2017 postseason at the Center Field Plaza. Get the details as the fandc.com writes them up, and there are some there for you already. I hope that the Nats are okay and that the playoff zombies don't attack them. That's all I'll say about that.
I like Major League Baseball, and I root for the Nationals. I hope they win.
At the end of this segment, we're giving away NBA 2K18 on Xbox One. Final thoughts, Redskins Chiefs. Danny, what do you got?
It's a missed opportunity. There's stuff to build on. There's stuff to be proud of. Nobody should be hanging their head, with the exception of Terrell Pryor. Everybody else should be feeling, maybe Samaje Perine too. Catch the pitch. The ball's so important. Catch it and hold on to it forever. But everybody else should be feeling good about themselves. There's a lot of resilience, a lot of dexterity, a lot of toughness that was showed. And to me, it's a credit to Jay Gruden and his staff. They've done this. They've had resilient efforts.
By the way, the Rams, they came out and just pounced all over in Los Angeles before they knew what had hit them. Last week against Oakland, they were pummeling the Raiders before Oakland had even gotten off the bus. And then they were up 10-0 on Kansas City, just like that. Mm-hmm. Cousins to Terrell Pryor, 44 yards out of the chute. They had the touchdown on their opening drive, a few plays in. Then they got a 3-and-out with a sack from Ryan Kerrigan / Preston Smith, whoever you want to give it to. You have to chalk up quick starts to the coaching staff having a team ready and prepared if you do the opposite when they don't come out with energy and they look flat, right?
Yeah.
So Jay Gruden is 3-for-4 at getting this group ready to come out and beat somebody up.
You feel pretty good about that. Now, you mean the next step of the truly elite and whatever else is the thing that every Redskins fan will tell you, even though they couldn't point to any of those adjustments, but the famous Joe Gibbs halftime adjustment or the famous in-game adjustment where you take something that you figure out that they're doing and you counter it and then you run away in the second half. It was always this mythical thing. It's always hard to point to because we couldn't tell you what those adjustments were firsthand, but that may be the next step because Kansas City found something. And again, here's the thing. I always talk about this when it comes to the Nationals. I can absolutely live with Clayton Kershaw shoving it on you. That's what he does. He's great. Kansas City's offense is great. They're really, 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 really good at this point in the year. They're one of the top teams in the league. They have done this to everybody, including Philadelphia's defense. They did it to the Chargers. They'll do it to the Broncos when they play them in a couple weeks. That is a great offense right now. Will it be in December? I don't know, but it is right now. I have no problem giving up 23 points to the Chiefs. There's going to be times where they convert third downs. They're great. I can't handle Dillon G shoving it on you. I can't handle Triple A Timmy coming up and shoving it on you as a Nationals fan. So when somebody that has a bad offense does it, whatever. To me, the defense should be proud of the way they played last night.
Yeah, and you lost to the Chiefs at the gun, effectively, on a kick in a game in which you gave them 5 first downs defensively. You dropped a touchdown pass. You dropped a couple of other chain movers on third down that halted drives that could have ended in points. You fumbled 3 times and lost one of them. There's plenty to clean up. The bye is actually coming at a good time. When the schedule came out, I didn't love it. I thought it was too early because you got to go 12 consecutive games. That's a lot of football, a lot of physical play, a lot of injuries that you don't get weeks to come back from. But the way that this thing played out last night with Josh Norman going down for upwards of a month, it sounds like, with the broken ribs, and all the other players that came off the field, this is actually a really well-timed bye week because you have 2 weeks before you have to play again. San Francisco is going to be in your building at your place. And even if you don't have Josh Norman, that's a game theoretically you should go into feeling like you can win and you can get to 3-2 over 500 before you get back into division play. And the game right after that is another Monday nighter, I believe, against the Philadelphia Eagles.
God, I hate the schedule.
It's tough.
I hate it.
I said this earlier. Their opponents, 4 of them so far, are 12-4. And a matter of fact, if you take the Redskins games out, 12-2, because the Redskins have obviously two of the wins in mm-hmm. that. But I guess they'd be 10-2. But the point is, they've played probably the toughest schedule through 4 games of anybody in football right now.
If not them, close to it. Man, oh, man. It's just, again, some of the primetime games, whatever else, they've answered a lot of questions about themselves. We know they can be competitive. That's what's massive.
Caller number 15 at 800-636-1067. NBA 2K18 on Xbox One is yours. Enjoy the best NBA video game of all time. Run the neighborhood. Introducing an all-new open neighborhood setting. Play the way you want to play on your road to a 99 rating. Play with legendary teams. Collect cards with my team and relish in the most broadcasting talent ever assembled in a video game. Get the details online at thefandc.com/contest. If you miss Kirk Cousins, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Tomorrow, Redskins Survivor will hit the airwaves when Grant and Danny gets underway just after 10.
I have a full mushball recap, including an injury report, which will probably take up the first half of the show. For Grant, for Brendan, Thom, Danny, CDVTW is up next. Blop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.